Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well today. It is June 30th, the last day of June, which makes me sad, but also happy for July as well. So with every new beginning comes another beginning's end. It will be a new month, a new lease on life, a new way to correct any wrongs from June and take them over into July. I'm a big fan of the first of the month because it gives you a chance to reflect on the things that you did that were amazing in the previous month and the things that you want to do in the new month. So welcome, everyone. My name is Zarina Hameen. I am your host for Maybe It's Just Me. Or is it? Is it just me? Or based off the information I'm hearing, a lot of our topics maybe just aren't me, but we'll keep the title anyway because I think it makes sense. So again, I'm Zarina Hameen. I'm your host. I am also the chief visionary officer is what I like to call myself for the overhead company that sponsors this podcast called Alani Media Group, LLC. And we would love to have you guys kind of jump on if you're looking for us. We're on Facebook. You can find the overhead company at Alani Media. You can also find the podcast Facebook group, Facebook page at Maybe It's Just Me, or sorry, I said that wrong, at Real Rants Radio. Again, that's at Real Rants Radio. And the reason I bring those up is because we want to hear from you. It seems one-sided because I'm the only one talking right now, but we want it to be a conversation. So feel free to go to our Facebook page, leave any comments, suggestions, feedback. And if we get enough people who need additional information or want to discuss, then we'll do a live chat and we'll talk about it, all of us together. So I don't want to waste too much time on this subject because it's a subject that's really been under my skin, if I'm being very honest. It's been very under my skin for several months now. And what that is the fact, why aren't we picking up the phone anymore? Okay? And the reason I bring this up is because I have literally, especially as a professional, a business owner, I have a type A personality, hands down. That's who I am. I have a huge type A personality. So I thrive on, which if you research it, you'll find out a lot of business owners or entrepreneurs have a type A personality. I'm very diligent. I'm very meticulous. I never miss meetings. I have calendars on top of calendars. I have schedules on top of schedules. I have files on top of files stored in places if anyone needs any information. I'm that annoying person that everyone either hates or loves. So for me in this world, kind of, you know, during the pandemic, or when we were in the height of the pandemic, obviously we were all quarantined. So we couldn't be with each other. We couldn't physically interact with each other. That was extremely difficult because for many reasons, but also in addition to that, anyone who's living now, well, most people, majority of people who are living now weren't a part of the pandemic before this because it was over 100 years ago. So, but the good thing about us is that we have the technology where we could still see 100 years ago, they had to quarantine and that was it. You know, very little communication, you know, phone services. There weren't even televisions, you know, it was pretty bad. But we were lucky as the generation we're in now that in 2020 when COVID happened, we were able to have the technology to still communicate and work with each other and have these virtual meetings and do all these things and virtual events. And that was mind-blowing to me. I thought it was amazing. I'm so happy we had that. However, you know, going now over 2 years later, I'm a little concerned, and you guys can let me know your feedback on this, kind of created this very lazy culture. And the reason that I say that, especially in business, and the reason that I say that is because no one just picks up the phone and calls anyone anymore. And I, as someone who's a type A personality and very diligent and meticulous, I have missed several meetings because I would get a calendar invite for someone to call me so we can discuss. And out of nowhere, I wouldn't hear from them. So then I would call and they would say, oh, I'm sorry. Or I would email, hey, I'm waiting for you to call me. Oh, did you not see the link that we sent? Did you not get the Zoom link? Did you not get the Google Meet link or any other platform? Or did you not get the instructions on the Google invite that shows you how to call in to their system? Pick up the phone. There's nothing wrong with that. If you schedule a professional or business meeting or any kind of meeting, it's okay to say, hey, we're going to call you at this time. That was the norm before 2020. You would have the initial phone call first before you even got on Zoom or Skype or Google Meet. You had the phone call first to even see if that was applicable or if it was even needed. But I, as someone, again, type A personality, I don't like to miss important business meetings. Don't just assume because you send me a calendar. That's insane. And maybe it's just me. You let me know. I want to hear from you guys. Pick up the phone and call. Have an initial intake meeting. Decide for whatever reasons if it needs to even move to a video chat or a Zoom or a call. It's insane. And so even though this technology helped us through a pandemic and it's still helping us through our pandemic, and in so many other ways as far as virtual workspaces and all of that keeping us in communication, that's great, but it's also limiting communication. It's erasing the basics of communication. Pick up and dial a number and talk to the person. Stop sending links. And all, especially if it's an initial conversation. If you want to do that later on, do it later on. But if it's an initial conversation, you're taking people through all these steps for no reason. Because then I've been in calls where it's like, okay, I finally got the link, and they text me the link, and then I click the link. And then after I click the link, you know, we finally get on the call. Somebody can't share their video because they're probably trying to do something else, which would even prove my point. You could have just made a phone call. But you get on there, and then for 3 minutes, you realize that the call is pointless because of X, Y, and Z. So we went through all of this process for nothing. You could have literally just called my phone number, found out that we weren't a good fit or et cetera, or that we were, and then we could have done a follow-up video chat. So, again, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think about this? You know, maybe it's just me, but I don't think it is. And I'm someone who doesn't like to miss meetings. That's a big issue for me because I don't want people to ever think that I'm unprofessional. But in this world, I think it's created this lazy culture of doing things. And the sad part is the lazy is the complicated. I guess one could argue the lazy thing is to just pick up the phone, right? But for some reason, that's the complex theory in the world that we live in, not the basic. So I got the idea of posing this question to everyone because that happened to me just a few days ago. While I'm waiting for this woman to call, she never said it was whatever. I had to end up going back to the calendar invite. And even the calendar invite didn't give a link. It said, follow the instructions to go on Google Meet and join this. But there was never a link. So I'm running through. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm already 5 minutes late. I'm running through trying to find this link. And finally, she emails me, goes, hey, here's the link, just in case you can't get on. I've just wasted 5 minutes of my time. And then you know how long that meeting lasted? All of 2 minutes, because she says she needed additional documentation before we could continue the phone call. So I spent more time trying to get the link and trying to get on the call and join the meeting and all of that than I actually spent on the phone call. Again, I want to hear your thoughts. You know, it's we sometimes have a tendency to do to take what we had to do when it was necessary and make it a norm. And that doesn't need to be the case with everything. If anything, it just makes things more complicated than they need to be. You know, like I said, you had the options. Before 2020, you had the option of just jumping on a phone call or video chatting or Facebook chatting and all. Those were options. Now it seems like it's not even an option anymore. No one's picking up the phone. No one's just saying, hey, listen, I'm going to call you at this time. And no one's outlining, hey, this is going to be a Zoom or this is going to be whatever. They just send these calendar invites with links. I mean, let's be honest. Who really reads a calendar invite? You look at it for the date and the time you need to be on the call. And they get these lengthy descriptions with links and dial-in information. I was just trying to talk to you real quick. I just had a few questions. Why do I have to take 5 minutes of a process to just get you on the phone? So again, I want to hear your thoughts. Is it revolutionary or is it creating a lazy business culture? You tell me. Maybe it's just me. Honestly, it could be. But from the conversations that I've had, I'm not pretty sure it is. I don't think it is just me. And how do we change it? I've started being a lot more vocal about, purposely, when I would finally get on the call after clicking 50 million links, I would say, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were just going to call me. And I've made certain comments in some of these calls where I'm like, oh, God, I'm so over the Zoom and the Google Meets. I just was hoping that you – I've been more vocal about my dismay because, again, if we're talking about a meeting, like a serious meeting, like a board meeting or an advisory meeting or meetings with multiple people or sessions, yes. Zoom, Google Meet, all very effective. That's exactly how they should be held if you're not in person. But you're asking me to go through all and jump through all these hoops for just a conversation with one person for probably 10 minutes. Those conversations could be handled with a simple, I'm going to pick up and dial a number. And we're going to chat for 10 to 15 minutes and see where that goes. And then from there, if we need to have a group session or we need to have a longer conversation or we need to share our screens, et cetera, that's when all of the video chat comes in. But it seems everyone's reverted to just, I don't want to pick up the phone. I just want to click a button on my phone, which you can do that. But at the same time, we need to start addressing and understanding what warrants the extensiveness of a video chat session, call, meeting, conference, and what is just an intake call. It is so simple. Dial my number, have a conversation with me. I don't know. Is anyone else frustrated with the, you know, missing call? Because I'm under the impression they're just going to call. And they always say it in the email, okay, so we'll schedule this call for whatever. Not giving you any other details so you finally realize that you haven't received the phone call yet. And then you go to the calendar invite and see all these links and dial-ins that you were supposed to do, and now you're late for the meeting. It, to me, this new era of professionalism is unprofessional. So, again, I want to hear from you guys. These are just my thoughts. That's the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is to shoot out some ideas, to get some insight, to hear your opinions and your views. So, again, you can reach us in several ways. You can reach us, like I said, at Facebook, at Real Rants Radio. You can even message our company page at Alani Media. You can, in addition to that, you can also comment directly to the site and let us know your thoughts. I want to hear from you. Let's keep the conversation going. Again, I'm Serena Hameen. I am your host of Maybe It's Just Me, the Chief Visionary Officer of the wonderful Alani Media Group, LLC. I'm happy to report that since the last time we spoke, the company was, like I said, awarded the 2020, skipping on my words, 2022 Philadelphia Award for Business Consulting. Our two of our podcasts are also award-winning. Our podcast, Hashtag Black Wealth is Back, was rated one of the top 80 podcasts for Black Wealth and Finance by FeedSpot on the internet. Our other podcast, Disrupt Tech, last year was one of the head speakers for the PodFest Summit, which later went on to break Guinness World Records. So we also have an amazing literary series that we do where we started the Melanoid Chronicles, which is the first ever encyclopedia series for Black history in the new millennium. I mean, we're out here, guys. We're out here. And maybe it's just me as our new venture, and we love it. Because you know what? Outside of all the tech and the professionalism, sometimes as professionals, as people, as human beings, we just need to be able to vent and speak and talk about our frustrations, whether it's in the professional realm or if it's personal. And that's our platform. But we also are going to bring on guests and people. You're able to call in. Feel free to call in. Every time we post an episode, we provide the dial-in number. So you can actually, we're live right now. You can call in at any time and give your opinions. But this is a space, that's the platform we've created, because outside of everything else, sometimes we just need to rant. And that's why you can find us at Real Rants Radio on Facebook. So again, Zarina, I mean, you're a host of Maybe It's Just Me. I want to hear from you. So hopefully I do. But yeah, tell me your thoughts. You know, next week we're actually going to have a special guest. Well, we'll be talking about a variety of topics, but a main one I think that's going to be really great, and you're going to really want to tune in. It's going to be mind-blowing. But that's next time. This is this time, and I want to hear from you, okay? So hopefully I hear from you before next time, but if not, I'll talk to you next time. All right, guys, be good to each other. Be fair to each other, and make sure you are really ranting. Especially where we are now in life. I'm sorry, I'm going to openly say it. That situation on Friday with Roe versus Wade was disgusting. And we'll get into that as well in a future podcast. So make sure you're ranting, all right? And you can, and this is a place where you can do it, at Real Rants Radio. Drop your questions, your feedback, and let's have some live chats. All right? You guys take care of each other.